Dedicated to the memory of Mary Tam. Doctor Who, The Pirate Planet by Douglas Adams. Part 1. Hewn into a mountain summit looms the bridge, a three-turreted fortress. Within its bustling control center, jet-booted officers monitor banks of instrumentation as a seated figure slams an impatient fist on the console before him.
Mr. Fibulate? Mr. Fibulate? By all the X-ray storms of Vega, where is that nincompoop?
Calling Mr. Fibulate. Mr. Fibulate required on the bridge immediately.
Moons of madness! Why am I encumbered with incompetence?
Captain, sir?
Your report, Mr. Fibulate.
Yes, sir, I have.
Is 30 seconds late?
Yes, sir.
My qualities are many, Mr. Fibulate.
Oh, yes, sir.
But an infinite capacity for patience is not amongst them.
From its perch on the captain's massive shoulder, a robotic parrot, the polyphase Avatron, looks balefully towards the bespectacled little man.
I apologize most abjectly, Captain, but I do have good news, sir.
I hope you do.
Well, sir, all deposits of the minerals volium, galdrium, and acetonite 455 have now been mined, processed, and stored, sir. Good quantities of aluminas, the usual, sir, carbon isotopes, etc., etc., and the residue has been processed...
In the normal way.
Way. Here is a list of the minerals, sir.
He passes the inventory.
Cha! Bubbles! Bubbles! Dross and baubles! We must find Vesilium! We must find Metronite 15. Well, so we...